During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Parental advisory is advised. This content and language is not suitable for children. Shit might be said that might hit you up under the skin, and it might be a low blow, but guess what? It's funny as fuck, though.
We got titties in the building.
Say what, hey, say what, say
we
what.
We got titties in the building.
All the way from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Titties in the building.
With your stankin' ass.
You gon' be in New Year's in church.
With your stankin' ass.
You gon' go straight back to work.
With your stankin' ass.
Why your kids still playin' up in dirt?
With your stankin' ass.
Hold up. Yo, alternated on work.
With your stankin' ass.
Now you gotta try to crank it first.
With your stankin' ass.
Oh, see, you gon' be late for work.
With your stankin' ass.
And you ain't gon' have no fucking job.
With your stankin' ass.
Hey. We done been overseas with the shit. Tell it to. Fucking these hoes on the low. Niggas talking about them niggas funny hang with that shit.
But tell
what, I'll fuck your bitch. And I'll pay that rent. Hey, anytime she call me, she gon' get up on these dicks.
Now, hey, ain't no telling where you might see. Me, I'm posted in the A, but hey. I might jump on the plane and parlez-vous a little français, cause my hey. Name close, I got the jokes, I'm everywhere, you see me with it, hey. I'm up in Africa, I'm telling jokes in different cities,
hey.
Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties,
hey.
Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties,
hey, hold on. Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties, I said they small and they round, but
felt some different titties, hey!
I like smoking weed, I like getting high.
Hey.
I make bitches mad like DC Young Fly.
Hey.
Bitches walking out, bitches pulling up.
Hey.
I'll apologize and just say I don't give a fuck. I'm crazy, man. I'm crazy, man.
Too, if you give him some of that pussy, he'll give some of his dick to you. Give him some of that pussy, girl.
I don't like asking.
Give him some of that pussy, baby.
I don't like asking.
If the pussy is real good, then please don't give me some. But if that pussy is great, then Carlos really wants some of that pussy, girl.
I don't like asking. Yeah.
We record all banter.
Where?
All the time. So all the banter.
Yeah, I know. You always got a what's it called?
Some good banter.
Dude, banter's the shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know. How does shit work?
Do you see how the forces have joined? We were in New York and now you're in Atlanta.
I love it.
Nobody planned this shit.
Nothing.
Did you really go get him Starbucks? You giving him the A1 treatment?
Bro.
Yeah, I like to treat people how I like to
We recorded the podcast at his brother's house, who had a plate full of spaghetti, and he didn't offer anybody any. You get a motherfucking iced latte.
A pair of Jordans.
A pair of Jordans. What the fuck is that you eating, man? A falafel?
No, this is a spinach and feta wrap from Starbucks.
You fucking...
Egg whites, though.
You are exasperating all of our resources, dude. You were fucking it up for like the next three guests.
I'm okay with it. I support it.
You better be glad. This is all because we got good feedback from being on Brilliant Idiots. So
people liked it?
No, they fucking loved it.
All right, Wordball, I got to thank Chris.
Chris. We got a lot of love from the Brilliant Idiot fan base.
Yeah, people fuck with you, with your guys' episode.
They put us, like, we're second to them now. They're like, yo, you're my second favorite now.
Good. I wanted people to see it. I was waiting for a while. I mean, I've been trying to get you on for a while.
Yeah, man.
But no, that was good. Perfect. I knew they really liked it. This is how I knew they really liked the episode. Because Charlamagne wasn't on and barely anybody mentioned it.
Word.
That's how you know it's hot.
Yeah.
Because there's a time where like if he's not on and I'm on and I'm on with other people and the episode is slow, people are like, yo, what the fuck, man? What the fuck is Charlamagne? I can't listen to this shit without Charlamagne.
You're getting on your alt-right shit.
Oh, man.
Alt-right Andy.
That's what they do, man. That's the new thing.
Man, eat your fucking falafel.
You know what it is? Are we recording or no?
No, we record everything. We make it dope. Just eat, man. Just eat. Bad. Enjoy yourself. Mm. This is the 85 South Show for motherfucker. DC eat on every episode.
Does he?
Yeah, so you can comfortably eat. They welcome to this shit.
They don't like it when we eat on our shit.
Well, fuck. This is a whole different audience. You, see? You didn't know that?
I almost died.
I'm telling you. This is
almost my last podcast.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. This podcast right here, Cat, this is, you know what it is. This is for bitches who don't wash the sheets, just put them in the dryer.
That's a great technique.
Yeah, that's who this podcast is for. Podcast for chicks who don't even get butt naked. They just, you know, leave their socks on. What? Are they for sale? That's in-house, pimp. We don't even have enough of that shit to sell, but we could get some. You want to advertise it? Go get some pictures and post it up and let them and shout out Art of a Giant.
Yes, sir.
Cat, just shoot there, you know, put the pictures up. I know you'll get everything right.
I should have smoked weed with you guys.
You can still. We got some more weed, Joe? Weed, I ain't bringing no more.
I can't because I'll be fucked for the show later.
No, you won't. You're eating a whole falafel. You need a lighter?
Yeah, I'm going to keep this one if that's okay with you.
Yeah, you should take a few.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. We'll make sure we get you a few of them shits.
You guys got the barcodes on anything. Are you swiping these?
Man, no, we're not swiping these. We are, you know, that's just from the distribution people that we fuck with. We're always going to keep these Bics, if nothing else, you know.
I like your merch, Tim.
We're stepping it up, man. You guys really inspire us sometimes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you guys.
What about the times when we don't inspire?
It's other people. It's not that you're not inspiring us. We just get a lot of different inspirations. We have to rotate them out.
Okay, so who do I need to look for inspiration as well?
TED Talks.
Ooh.
Listen to some TED Talks.
Yo, some of those TED Talks are weak, bro.
Some of them are fucking absolutely brainless, but some of them just are like mental blowjobs.
Yeah, I like that. The mental blowjobs are on point.
You need a mental blowjob every now and then.
Some are soft.
Every now and then you need your mind blown. The more you know, the further you'll go.
I went and found some comments from Andrew on y'all SoundCloud.
Because he don't read the comments on his show.
Oh, yeah, I don't go to SoundCloud comments.
Yeah, he don't.
It's okay.
I actually try not to read comments.
Why not? Comments are good.
To a certain extent, like, sometimes people don't know what they want.
They do, but they don't. You know what I mean? You got to give it to them. That's what we do here. We force ourselves upon them.
Cosby.
Yeah, no pills though. Like when they click on the play button, they drop their own pill and they drink.
That's
man.
It, right?
You took it. That's
you
your sip.
Your own titties.
You did. So yeah, that's the approach that we take. How long you been in the podcast game?
I've been here for shit. I think we've done 3 years.
Yeah, that's dope.
It is what it is. I still don't know if
you said it is what it is. You make this shit sound like child support.
Sometimes it feels that way, I'll tell you. You can get grilled on this shit. I mean, I'm sure you guys know. You say some controversial thing. Well, I don't know. It depends. Is your audience sensitive at all?
No, we don't have a sensitive audience. We really not hard enough for our audience, I feel like, at times.
Really?
Because the shit that they say in the comments, man. Oh, my God.
Why? They want you to go harder.
Yes. They roast. They don't give a fuck about
it. Oh, so you don't have, like, the fake woke audience?
Nah. I hate to tell you this, but it's some real niggas watching that shit.
Oh, I love it, man. Good. Thank you. I like people who are asleep. They're not asleep. That's my favorite. They're not asleep. Whatever the opposite of woke is, I'm like sleep.
We just reach a demographic of people who just like, man, fuck that shit. I got to go to work tomorrow. Talk that shit.
That's my favorite.
To say all the shit that people who have jobs can't say.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm with it, man. That was the 90s.
Yeah.
That's why stand-up's great.
That's why we do what we do. Yeah. We smoke weed. We let them know. That's why we fuck with Backwoods. Because they want to, but they can't.
Right.
And that's why they fuck with us for drinking Red Bull. Because we really touched.
Red Bull sponsor this?
No. Yes. Can you believe that?
Red Bull sponsors you.
Yes. Wow. You don't look at me like I'm lying.
Shit, I just did.
They do.
Red Bull. I want to talk to whoever you're talking to.
Chad, go get some more Red Bull. He think we only
got
fucking
drink,
three.
I don't drink Red Bull.
No, I just need to flex because you looked at me like I'm lying. Can we get like two more boxes of Red Bull?
If you put six Red Bulls here, I'll believe you. Chad, bring some more.
Bring some fucking more. I don't like how he looked at me, man. Bring the whole shit.
Chad,
we got an office full of Red Bull. Yeah, red, green, yellow, blue, purple. This is the 85 South Show, and we really are sponsored by Red Bull and Backwoods.
And Incredible.
Yeah. And we got our own hats.
Hats, trays.
And we got lighters. And we got shit you can roll your weed up on. And we got the... We're trying to turn you into dope smokers.
This is the worst peer pressure show on the planet.
85.
Yeah.
85. 85.
How you feel today, man? If you are just now understanding what's happening in front of you, I am your man Carlos Miller, and today I'm on the 85 South Show with my man Andrew Schultz. Hey. So this is the 85 South Show, 50-50 Brilliant Idiots collaboration Atlanta.
Part two.
Oh shit, how I go up
for you non-believers. What's up, alt-right Andy?
Man, come on, we gotta stop with that shit.
I know, I don't call you
that.
You know
what I gotta do? I gotta embrace it. I gotta start calling myself it. I like that principle in Charlemagne's book about just owning your shit.
Own your shit.
But I don't believe in it. This is my issue with it. This is what I've noticed what people do, and this is kind of brilliant. This is what like the left does.
Yeah.
Is what they do is label you some shit that's wild. Right?
Boom. Sponsored by Red Bull.
Hey. Reinforcements. So what they do is they label you some wild shit, right? They label you like a sexist. They label you like a homophobe. They label you a racist. They label you Islamophobic or transphobic.
Right.
Right? They make you radioactive so that they don't have to debate you.
Fuck them. They can't debate me anyway. You know what?
Why is that?
Because I know more words than these motherfuckers. I'm smarter.
That's why they're afraid to debate you. So they just go, oh, Carlos is homophobic, so I don't got to talk to him. You don't got to talk to that guy. He's crazy.
When somebody call you homophobic, all you got to do is post a picture with your gay ass cousin.
You got a gay cousin?
I got a gay ass cousin. This motherfucker do makeup. He's a great fucking beautician. Nigga dance real good. And his dress game is immaculate.
So you post a picture with him.
You post it. You be like, fuck y'all. This my cousin, Twan. We grew up together. You got to post like a split side by side, like now and then when y'all was kids. Let these motherfuckers know that you are not what they say you are.
Yeah, but you didn't choose him to be your cousin.
Oh, well, see.
You need a gay friend, not a gay cousin. A gay cousin's not your choice.
No, because that's family. You got
to
love
him. Yeah, but you have to love your cousin.
You don't have to love a friend. No, you don't.
Oh, but
that's the white people shit, because y'all get like two cousins. We got like a lot of cousins. You don't have to fuck with all your cousins. Hey, real shit. Some cousins you love like your brother. Some cousins you won't even pick this nigga up from work. Like, this motherfucker better not call me.
That's great. So the more cousins you have, the less you have to love them.
Man.
But you love your gay cousin despite him.
No, I'm just saying that's like insurance.
It's like when you put your thumb in a girl's ass.
What? What kind of insurance is that, bro?
Is that kind of like
signing a consent form? Hey, my thumb's
like,
in your ass, so you was with everything.
So you or whatever like that, you got that honor that you thumbed her ass.
I would never tell nobody no shit like that.
But if she cheated on you, you would. What if
she cheated
you?
On me, then that means she had more than one thumb in her ass. My thumb wasn't big enough.
Isn't that disrespectful?
Bro, you be looking at shit the wrong way.
No, you got to look at the right. You got to have a little leverage.
So when you get cheated
insurance.
On, you want revenge.
I just want something.
Revenge?
I don't have to have revenge. I just want something. You know what I mean?
You want some kind of like
relationship reparations? The last thing I want is the next guy to disrespect my girl more than me. That's embarrassing.
Why?
Because it's just, that's some pussy ass shit. So but I'm see, just you thinking, you missionary while this other guy's blowing your back out. That makes me feel uncomfortable.
That's you being lazy.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's you being lazy.
So I'm not being lazy.
Take advantage of the time that you have.
Take my controller and put it in her ass.
Man,
for a
do
second
you
like
understand?
That, and I'm right back to the Xbox.
This is what you're not understanding.
What?
You think putting your thumb in her ass is giving you some sort of power.
It does.
She likes that shit.
Depends how you do it.
I'm telling you. You're not doing no new shit.
You
that's
put
not
yours in like this. That's why she likes it. I put mine in like that. I bend it first and put it in the fat way. Oh,
you think because you made a technique
like I'm trying
that
to pack
is different.
A blunt? You know what I mean?
That's disgusting. I would never give you a fish hook, baby girl. I respect it too much.
A fish hook is when you come around with a mouth.
That you just put a dent in your thumb and
stuck
it in her
ass.
Oh,
this thumb.
Crooked,
I got carpal
man.
Tunnels, all that shit from
Bro,
thumb and butts.
That shit hadn't made it down 85. South yet, I'm telling you, we still sticking thumbs in straight.
You just go thumb in
straight.
Yeah, no saliva, you go dry.
Man, I mean, I can't get into all of that. This is a family show.
Now it's a family show.
This is the 85 South Show. This is good for the whole family. I don't know that little boy name, but shout out to that little boy who got an ass whooping for turning the 85 South Show down.
What happened?
And then he jumped over the front seat, turned it back up, and started dancing to give me some of that pussy, baby. I don't know why they got the 2-year-old. That's his favorite song. This shit is crazy. Shout out to that little boy.
We're
gonna post a clip. You got the video? We'll put the clip in that bitch. It's this little boy. We don't know who little boy this is. His mama a gangster. Mm-hmm. He loves the 85 South Show.
Uh-huh.
And he requested every time they get in the car. So she sent us these videos of him acting a damn fool until she turned the shit on. So really, this podcast is for badass kids.
It's for the youth.
I don't even know if they understand what we're saying, or is this the sound of my voice is soothing to them?
They
or
love
something.
The rap, man. They love the freestyle.
I think it's because I sound like they daddy on the phone.
They don't know their
they
daddy.
They only talk to their daddy on the phone.
Come on.
That's a myth,
they
Andrew.
Don't know
we got to bury
daddy.
This myth
if
right now.
If you're three and listening to the 85 South
every
show,
ghetto
you don't know
child,
your daddy.
Every ghetto child at least knows their father.
Is that true?
Yes. That really? Doesn't mean that he's actively, but they talk to him on the phone. They
That's
know these
a myth
voice
that
sound
this
like.
Is just a black thing, by the way.
Right.
You know the white fatherlessness is
I
like
know.
On the rise like crazy.
It's, yeah, because it's like six times more white people, so everything.
No. I'm not talking percentage-wise. I'm not talking about quantity. I'm talking about percentage.
We know where all the like single white moms are though. They work at
where
Waffle
they at?
House.
They work at Waffle House?
Hell yeah, we see them all the time.
Do you fuck white girls?
Sometimes.
So you do?
Yes. You know why?
Why?
Because y'all wouldn't let my grandfather do it. Reparations.
First of all, if your grandfather could box as good as Jack Johnson, he would have got some white pussy.
Nah,
that's
see,
the problem.
But
your
my
grandfather just wasn't talented enough to fuck white dudes, white guys or girls back in the
God
day.
God damn, you done gave my granddaddy to everybody. I think my grandfather probably did fuck a few white women, but I just don't.
White women been fucking
but
black
he from
dudes
the
from
South,
the beginning,
though.
Bro.
Nah,
this is not a.
Nah, I'm from Mississippi. That shit wasn't tolerated until like 89. Mm-hmm. Like nobody really got no white pussy.
You really
like
think
89.
That there weren't white dudes fucking black chicks and black chicks, black dudes fucking white girls back in the day? Get out of here.
Every now and then. Not stage is not as, you know. Not
publicly. I mean, they were just.
That
in
shit
private,
has been going
go
on forever.
Pussy's pussy, bro.
I feel you on that.
Pussy,
speaking
pussy.
So you experienced some black pussy?
I told you last time you came on.
Well, I had to act
idiots,
like I didn't know
just,
so I could set
oh,
shit up, man.
My
Let
bad,
me do my,
my
interview
bad,
shit, man. Fuck it. You don't
my
want
bad,
me to be
bro.
Shit in life,
Listen,
man.
I'm trying to keep it honest, man. All right,
so,
you know what I mean?
So
yes,
Andrew,
have I fucked black girls? Of course, man. I just told you I just started dating white women.
You just started dating white women?
I've slept with white women my whole life, but I just started having them be my girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? That's funny for you guys. That's not funny. I didn't even realize
you
it.
Shit,
I didn't even realize it. I never had a white girlfriend, and then I did.
So now you have a white girlfriend?
Kind of. No, I don't have a girlfriend anymore, but I had a white girlfriend, and but she
shit,
was from Germany.
Was
she
it
was
annoying?
No,
white
it was
girls
pleasant.
She
was so understanding.
Really?
Yeah, like I was like, I got to go out late and do shows. And she was like, well, just do your thing. And I was like, do you not like me? What's going on? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, because see,
you fucking
that's
somebody
how
else
you know black women like you. They don't never want you to
oh,
go
yeah,
nowhere
yeah,
and be like, hey, I'll be right back. Well, just fucking stay gone, dude.
Why not come with
fuck it. Just, no, because you're going to fuck with that bitch.
Like, what bitch? What bitch?
Fuck it, go. Just get the fuck out of my face. Okay, fuck it.
And you leave pissed
and
off,
then
but
you
then
leave,
you're like, that bitch loves me,
bro. Bro, you leave.
She
you
loves me,
you
bro.
You don't know if you're going to come home to the house burnt down or what. Every nigga who has ever dated a black woman, though, every time you leave and you come home, she mad. She in the bed, fake sleep. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
Get the fuck off me. Do you know what time it is?
Yep.
Man, I'm on the clock right goddamn now, man.
So you got a black girlfriend?
Man.
Yes.
I said somebody cares about me in the black community.
But is she black?
Yeah, she's black.
Would you marry a white chick?
What type of inheritance does she have?
Coming? No inheritance. Poor white chick.
No.
So you would only marry a rich white girl?
Yes.
She has to be wealthy enough to offset her white.
She don't have to be wealthy right now, but she got to have some wealthy grandparents that don't fuck with her because she fuck with me, but they ain't take out the will.
Oh, so you want some inheritance. You don't want like a talented white girl.
Bro, if I get a white woman and I still got to go to work every day,
yeah.
I fucked up.
Let me tell you something. I don't know what movies you've been watching, but white women don't have money.
You crazy as fuck.
What white women got money?
All of them.
Who?
Because it be dudes like
why
you
giving
it to
why am I paying for dinner when all these fucking dates that I'm going on?
You pay for dinner. That's why they have money.
Can I get an Uber home?
White dudes.
You know how upset white girls get when you put them in Uber pool?
White dudes treat their girl too good. Y'all pay all the rent. Y'all buy this bitch food. Give her the credit.
We do that with every girl.
That's what I'm saying. So by the time we fucking with them, she 3,000-4,000 in.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. Or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So wait, you're saying you don't pay any of your girls' bills or anything like that?
I didn't never say that.
You do pay
I just
your
said
girls,
you,
why
y'all
so
pay
private
all
about
of them.
Your girl, man?
Because I can't give the, all this information to the
Who
white man, and
Who's
then you
girl?
Use that shit against me to fuck all the black women.
That's
y'all
what I'm
already
do.
Got Serena Williams pregnant. I blocked that bitch. Serena, blocked. You blocked Serena. Stop dancing. Stop fucking dancing off beat. Stop dancing off beat. That's not how you do that shit.
I got my own beat, man. Me and Serena dancing to this
shut
shit.
Shut the fuck up, Andrew. You dirty motherfuckers. They dirty, man.
That is fucked up that dude took Serena from you, man.
Bro.
Man, that's fucked up, man.
Oh, that's fucking. Oh,
so how does the black community reconcile that? Like in a dorky white dude too. It's not like a cool good. Ass white dude.
We're gonna
it's
get y'all nerdy. Back.
Okay, so who you gonna take from us?
Shit,
you gotta
Taylor
take Tommy Lahren.
We getting Taylor Swift.
You gotta
Swift.
Take Tommy Lahren. Oh, Taylor Swift.
Oh, Tommy Lahren is gonna have a baby by one of those New York
Wesley
Giants.
Wesley Snipes.
One of them New York Giants ass players.
Nah,
one with a lot
it's
of
gotta
kids.
Be somebody who fell off. It's gotta be like
she gonna fuck, she gonna have a lot of little black babies.
What was you know not nah like Ginuwine. Like
somebody
Ginuwine's
from the,
gotta have
it. DMX gotta, gonna get Tommy Lahren.
It's gotta be who is it? Belle Biv DeVoe,
the new edition.
But DeVoe,
yeah, DeVoe, all up in her.
Yeah,
damn, we gotta get one back. We gotta get two of y'all. We gotta get Taylor Swift and Adele.
Oh no, you could have Adele.
Man,
yeah, that'll fuck him up. Not Adele. Right, we don't really claim it. You need to get. I'm trying to think of good. Adele's kind of like you know she's a little
who
more.
Is, who is y'all white queen right now? This Who's is white chess, queen? Motherfucker. Who is the queen?
Oh, God. That's a good question.
It's got to be Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but Taylor's kind of off now. We
not unless
like
somebody get, not unless somebody gives Angelina Jolie a real black baby in her womb.
No.
Oh, just know we playing the revenge.
Jolie got, she got no womb anymore.
Okay, well, fuck.
They scooped that out.
Man.
For real. She had,
shit,
she had
I don't, we might have to
they
pull
did
a gangster move.
Pussy, like her, she has pussy cancer in her family.
Oh,
so they
shit.
Took her pussy out.
Wow. Left the box.
The box is there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like when you order the Jordans online and it's just a brick inside that. Yeah. That's what her vagina looks right. like. So they left the lining.
She
but
got
there's
a dead
no
stock pussy. It's dead stock.
She got dead stock.
Right. It's an OG pussy. She got her pussy from 88. Angelina got that throwback.
Exactly.
They so, left the box, though.
They left the box. It looks like a vagina, but doesn't have any of the baby making shit. It's basically like the best pussy possible.
It's like a display phone. It works, but it don't really, it's not connected to exactly. shit.
It's got no service.
No network. Yeah.
Nothing. All right, no bars. Cool.
Did you fly here on American Airlines?
Mm, yeah, I did.
Damn.
Why?
Did they beat you?
No, that's United.
I thought that was American.
No, United beat you.
No, American did no, that American shit. Did. America beat. I mean, American just took this stroller and slapped this lady in the baby.
Oh, I saw it. First of all, and you saw that little man?
Yeah.
I've been waiting to punch a stewardess or like a steward, whatever they're called, a flight attendant for like a minute.
Why are there male flight attendants? I mean, I feel like that's the one job that they should be discriminating on. Don't nobody want no fucking dude walking up and down the
okay,
aisle
let's
bumping
clarify.
His dick up on your armrest and shit.
But let's clarify.
That's a them. Woman's job, there, bro.
Is it a woman's job or is it a I like dick job?
It's a woman's job. That
it's
should
a,
be a
I like
job.
Dick job.
Like, I think
there's no straight guy who's a
there should be
attendant.
All like there should be no waiters. It should just be waitresses. I feel like you should be cooking or cleaning up. Why are you out
there? Wait a minute,
there
should be no waiters.
Wait
there should just be waitresses.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, you ever have like the waitress come and she can only
but
carry
see, you know
two
where
plates,
this came from?
You're like,
you know
now
where
my
this
fucking
came,
steak
you know
is
come
cold
from?
And shit.
I
want the waiter to have like the tray
that.
That has all the
I don't
plates
want
on
no
it.
Waiter.
Now I'm eating. It's all hot. You know, my
I don't
potato
want
isn't
waiter.
Cold.
No,
I like
that.
I like a good waiter.
I don't fuck
I like a
waiter.
Nice, strong Russian.
I request a waitress.
You know, somebody
I want
angry.
A waitress, a single mom who's going to appreciate
you
this
You love
tip.
Single moms.
Because I think
When's
that
the last
struggle?
Time you fucked pussy that hasn't had a baby come out?
Oh, last night.
Hey.
I was fucking hey. This chick, and she didn't have no kids, and she was loving my dick, because she didn't have no kids, and she don't want none. She didn't have no kids and she didn't want none. So guess what I did? Hey, 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 I threw the bitch a baby shower. That's what she had. I shot kids on her ass. I shot kids on the cheek. It was kids on the sheets. It was kids on me. Hold up, I shot my kids on me. I'm nasty. Kids everywhere. I even got kids all in her hair. Kids ain't what I need. That's why I shot my kids in a weave. Hey, she didn't have no kids and she didn't want none. She didn't have no kids and she didn't want none. So guess what I did? I said, guess what I did? Guess what I did? I threw the bitch a baby shower. A baby shower. A baby shower. A baby shower. I threw the bitch a baby shower. A baby shower. A baby shower. A baby shower. I shot my kids on a leg. I even got some on the head. I shot my kids on the arm. She said she ain't want none. I shot my kids on the back.
She said she liked that. I shot my kids on the face, on the lips, then I asked her how it tastes. She said it was good. She was really from the hood, and she was liking my wood because the dick's okay. So good. And she said that she could have a baby, we could. I was like, no. She was like, yeah. She was like, shoot your babies over there. She was like, I'm nasty and I'm freaky, I don't care. You can shoot your kids anywhere. So I threw the bitch a baby shower. A baby shower. A baby shower. A baby shower. I threw the bitch a baby shower. A baby shower. A baby shower. A baby shower.
Bravo. Unbelievable. That's unbelievable what I did. Talent.
That's what I did.
Unbelievable talent.
That's what I did.
I was so happy I kept the beat going. That was great.
Man.
It was easy at first, and then when you start doing, like, there, you added different claps, I was like, no, just concentrate on yours. You concentrate on yours. You keep it going. One, two, three, go. One, two, three, go. I held that shit down, dude. I even did some snaps.
But that's what
I
we
mean,
do
I mean, you
here
freestyled an entire song, but I kept the clapping going consistently.
You
okay?
You a bad motherfucker.
I'm the hero. Yeah.
You want to read some comments?
Yeah, we can read some
it's
comments.
Time to how long read will you some fucking comments.
How long will you wait to kiss a girl after you come on her face?
Where what?
You were talking about shooting kids on a girl's face.
Why? What are you? Why are you?
I was listening to the content of your
song.
Why
do you have to think about shit like that?
No, it's important.
So
question.
You a bust on a chick face and give her a kiss right then?
Why would you assume that of me?
Because
I'm asking
you,
how long you will wait.
I would wait till she at least, you know, cleared the kids. Put the babies to bed.
So you put the babies to bed.
Put the Does babies she, to bed.
Now, here's the thing. Can she just do a hand down
no,
the face?
No, buddy.
She needs to add some sort of
yes,
soap.
Yes, there needs to be fabric involved. Put a fabric to that.
Okay.
Some so sort you, of baby wipe or hot towel.
So there has
sorts.
To be some sort of other liquid.
That's why I keep a lot off. Of towels at my house. I don't want her to ever feel like she has to wipe up nothing
oh,
up with her hand.
Only guaranteed difference between white and black people in America.
Right.
The towel to wipe your ass during a shower.
Wow. I heard white people don't
we
even
do not
use
do that.
Wash rags.
We do not wash rag. This how, is a this is a black thing.
How dirty are white people, really?
We're filled. Hello, the plague almost killed a third
wow.
of us. Just
wow.
from not showering.
Y'all some nasty motherfuckers,
we are,
man.
Dude, we killed all the Native Americans by sneezing on them.
Wow.
We're filthy people.
Filthy.
This is not. This
why
is a new
though?
Thing.
If you know this is true, then why?
What do you mean why?
Why don't
Our
you
immune
invest?
System is unbelievable.
It's not really, though. Y'all get sick at, like, the first, you know what I'm saying? Well, maybe
I mean,
all
if
the
you
week.
Don't shower for a while, eventually you're going to get sick. But
yeah.
have you ever seen white homeless people?
Yes. They are yeah. fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like I just have to throw money. I don't even give money to homeless white people, first of all.
Neither do I.
Because
I
have
their,
a theory. If you white in America and you homeless, you fucked all the way
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you wasted your
This
worst
shit chance. Was set up for no. you to win and you fucked it up.
No.
Yeah. Nope.
No, I'm with you.
Hey, my brother. We are not brothers because I know if you were on your feet, you would be calling me a nigga. So fuck you.
No, I'm with you. I want to give their citizens to
a Mexican.
I did
see a homeless dude that looked just like Hulk Hogan one time.
Respect.
Let's see. This dude's L Dog the Great. New subscriber coming from the Brilliant Idiots podcast. This shit was hilarious. So shout out to L Dog.
My man L Dog.
He been fucking with your show for a long time. Let's get a Brilliant Idiots 85 show mashup. Y'all do each other's podcast.
We need to do
Keys
that.
Keys Live Jr. This is that.
You're welcome.
Warren G. I wonder if this is the real Warren G. I've been waiting for somebody to pay homage to the entire Fox Hole radio crew. They definitely started all this shit. That's how I got hip. Of course, it had to be the second coming of grace. 85 South Show salute to Carlos and the
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you see the Aries Spears clip?
Yeah.
How you feel about it?
I just don't care.
You know what? It was overhyped to me. Because
yeah.
like the week before the clip came
yeah.
out, they were like, oh, Harry Spears was knocked out.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't see no
He
knockout.
Didn't even catch him.
Right.
He did this weird like punch where he kept it close. It was like a raptor. You know yeah, what I mean? Right. He just looked like his elbows were connected to his right. his hips.
But
or
he
some
took
shit.
His glasses off like he was going to do work. Maybe we didn't see the rest of
Maybe
the
if
clip.
He kept his glasses off,
maybe
he would have hit him.
Only saw
that
the
was
first
the problem.
Part of the clip.
No, we saw the whole thing. You
okay.
don't leave the good shit and yeah. like put it in the files.
Wow.
No. I think it was just a weird thing. I was looking for a KO punch or something like that. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know really. I don't know Aries that well. Do you guys know him?
I don't know Aries that
I've
well.
Yet to meet someone who
I've
likes
him.
Him.
Yeah, I've never heard. I mean, I've had encounters with him. It's a high and by situation, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And he wasn't
not pleasant, you know what I'm saying? But just like you said, it's a lot of fucked up Aries Spirit stories.
Yeah, I've never heard a good story. Then again, I like to make my decisions on people based on medium, so that's I can't say personally. And you know, there's bitterness in this comedy world. Like, somebody's getting money, everybody hates them all of a sudden.
Yep, all of a sudden, you know.
I'm sure you're experiencing that out here in Atlanta.
Yeah, no, not in Atlanta. Fuck no. You got don't nobody hate me. I'm the most loved motherfucker. Yeah, right.
What about all those baby daddies?
Well, fuck them.
Fuck them?
Fuck them.
Yeah.
I mean, well, how are they going to be mad at me? If you're the baby daddy and you mad at me, you fucked up.
Here's
somewhere.
My question.
Because you had your chance to be with her. Don't get mad at her for fucking with me.
Yeah. What happened here? Hi.
That's Lexi.
Hi, right Lexi. There. Nice to meet you. Just
don't even try it.
Don't even try what? See, don't the second I tell you I don't date white girls, now all of a sudden you
go.
Worry
you're a,
about
you're
me.
The fucking to catch a predator.
Why? Well, how old are you?
We're not. Don't talk to him.
Oh, that's fine. Wait, who's is that someone's girl? I don't want to be.
You're not going Serena Lexi, bro.
No, dude. Lexi might have to come over. She looks like she might be already half. What are you, Indian or something? What are you, Guyanese?
Black
and Colombian?
And Colombian.
That's what's up.
Uh-huh.
There we go. That works. Cool.
Let me quit.
You ever dated a white guy?
Don't.
Never dated a white guy. Why not?
This shit done went left.
No? Yeah, anyway.
She's pro-black. There's a lot of that's on upside down.
What happened? Oh.
Chad is retarded.
Why don't you date white guys? What's the problem? It's the new trend.
Just live in Atlanta, bro. It's segregated in the South still.
Is
we don't even see.
Over
we go weeks without seeing white people in Atlanta.
Wow.
Tell the truth. It's a fact. We don't know where the fuck the white people go. They got the little hat off that they have.
What about Buckhead?
No, there is no Buckhead. That is just construction right now.
That's just made
up. It's a myth right now.
Oh, okay.
It's coming back in like 2020.
What about Marietta?
Marietta,
yeah.
Yeah. Is your reading game is terrible.
My reading game is on point.
Right. Well, we're going to read these comments.
Okay, go.
No, it's you.
Oh, I got to read it.
It says Andrew.
Okay, Sean Jams, Chris Moreau, the Podfather, and Combat Jack need to sign the 85 South show. Okay, it's a nice little setup here. I see this. Well done, guys. Well done. Very good. That's
you
good.
You feel for that shit?
Shaddy 731, Andrew needs to give Carlos $75 because Carlos is hungry and wants to get some lunch. I see these setups. I see what you're doing.
I didn't see what's going on here.
Okay,
I got it.
Very clever 85 South show. I see what's going on.
What the fuck?
Oh, man, that's Brooks. Hilarious episodes. You can't take sluts out to the sea. Word up. Oh, no, we did have that conversation. We're talking about the slut cruise.
Bruh, we got to take this. We got to get some people behind this goddamn slut cruise,
we're
going
to have it because it's an equal opportunity slut situation. Men can be sluts, too. Don't you feel men can be sluts, too? What's your
name? Shout out to all the slutty men.
Jesse?
Lexi.
Okay, do you speak Spanish? Yes? Fluently?
No, slowly. Sure. The fuck?
I don't mess with girls that don't speak Spanish. That's
people
my point.
I always want to test you. Fluent? No, motherfucker.
I got to make sure, man. I don't know any people who speak Spanish down here in Atlanta. They got Spanish speakers over here?
Yeah.
No, they don't. Only Mexicans.
Bro, you've never been to Atlanta before. We got all type of Hispanic people around this bitch.
You just told me it's so segregated you cannot
see white
people. It
is. We don't know where they are,
though.
Where
are you keeping your Mexicans?
We don't either.
Shit.
After traffic is over, we don't know where the fuck people
go. You're going to need those Mexicans, man. I'm telling you. You're going to need them to build up those fucking highways that keep breaking.
I believe that's what they're working on.
They better. You better hope
they tried to
shit.
Fucking tell me that a crackhead burned down 885, man.
Come on, man.
I'm not falling
Wait,
for
was
this.
Was it 85 South that burned?
Yes.
Oh, this is a bad
we
omen,
We
y'all.
Still representing. Shout out to
this
us, man.
This is a bad omen, bro.
As soon as we got this shit popping, they tried to destroy us. They were like, oh, they doing 85 South Show podcast? Tell the motherfucking 85 South up. But we still here, though.
Hello.
We was here before.
How you
the,
doing, man? Is this your girlfriend?
Before the collapse.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I'm very respectful to people's girlfriends, man. I know what that's like, being a guy. What do you do when somebody hits on your girlfriend? You just fight them? Do you really do that right away? That's all you can do. I don't know. I don't believe in that.
Hey,
but
man,
I just want to make sure you feel comfortable.
Is this real?
What's that?
Did you see this?
I have a question. What the fuck? What do it fuck a bit?
It said, what do you do if you fuck a bitch and she spend the night the next morning and she make the bed, leaving you texting saying, she gets down saying, wash the sheets. Come to find out the little bitty bitch pissed in your bed and she ain't even tell you she peed in your bed. But not only that, how about she had the nerve to use my Lacoste display towels to take a bird bath before she did. Plus, I work with this bitch.
First of all, a girl should pee every time you have sex with her.
Wow.
I mean, that's what wetness is for a girl.
Wow.
Right? So
I've been laughing
most of a girl who squirts is pee. I so you shouldn't be afraid of pee.
This whole time.
Absolutely. You never. How about had a, this? Never new had a girl rules. Squirt?
How about this? How about you?
Have
squirt?
You had a girl squirt?
Yeah. So how about you squirt at your house? How about that? How about that? How about to say that's just the simplest way to answer this question. Next time you fuck at your house. You can't be that upset about some towels because you got some pussy. What you mad about some towels and you got some pussy?
You should be proud.
You mad because you got to clean up because you got some pussy.
No, she cleaned up. She said wash the sheets.
You childish, bro. No, she made the bed.
She made the bed. Good for her.
Now, I can understand that part. Why would you make up a bed with some pissy sheets? That's disrespectful. But
wait, she didn't change the sheets.
No, she didn't change the sheets, but she did make up the bed.
How do you make up a bed with no sheets?
Well, you can't be mad at this young lady
because
she meant well.
She put new sheets on it.
No,
didn't
she
have
didn't.
The piss.
Look, she spent the night. The next morning, she make up the bed. Yeah. Leave texting you saying when she downstairs, wash the sheets.
Yeah.
So that means she pissed in the bed the night before.
I like that.
Made the bed. Yeah. Got downstairs and text him, hey, wash the sheets. She could have just pulled those fucking sheets out.
I like how he's trying to brag about his Lacoste display towels.
But that's pussy because you can get that at TJ Maxx home for like $20. That's why I'm like, fuck the towels.
Yeah, I don't care about
if
the
you
towels.
A real nigga and you got a job.
I
you
think
can
you did a great job
towels.
Making her squirt. I think you should be proud of yourself. I don't think that you should ever be upset if a girl pees in your bed
never.
In any way, shape. Anything that comes out of a girl, I'm cool with.
Beds aren't even that expensive
Blood,
no more. You
periods.
Can get like a motherfucking
I'm totally fine.
Tempur-Pedic mattress like with installments for like $20 a month.
I've slept with a girl in her bed with dried period blood in it.
Who the fuck are you right now?
I told you, white people were filthy.
What year was this, bro?
This is why we survive, okay?
Can we just say what year this was?
This was 2017.
Wow. Yeah. That was recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, you might not have to.
Sometimes when you have sex with girls, a little blood comes out. You've never had sex and blood came out? You've never had sex on your period? Yes, you have, okay?
I need something to drink.
Why are you so afraid of periods before? Like, come on, man. Bro, grow up.
Bro,
we're adults here. You don't fuck on a girl's period? No. That's the time you leave it in.
Mm-mm. That's the time when you leave it in your pants.
Nah. Can't do that. Once a week, man. I go once a week. So if my once a week happens to happen on her period, then it is what it is.
Yeah, that's how you fuck up the natural flow of things. She gets her period to keep the dicks out. That's just like at the end of the month, the pussy's just saying, okay, we're going to throw away all the pussy we didn't use this month.
That's why you got kids.
And then it's like, come on, y'all. And you don't need to be putting shit in there.
That's why you got kids, bro. If you don't want kids, you got to fuck on a period.
Nah.
That's how it works. Trust me, I know. I got no kids.
All right. Well, your dick going to look like camouflage.
My dick does look a little crazy. I'm not
exactly. You're going to have shit that you can't explain.
I got some dark spots on my dick.
When you find the bitch that you love, you're gonna have to explain your dick to her. Look, it was dark.
Now,
one
if
night.
You do fuck a girl in her period, it does give you like a henna tattoo. it stays with your dick for a little bit,
this
and then
is
like 3
disgusting.
Weeks later, it starts to go away.
You a sick individual, Andrew Schultz.
But
this
cool.
is the 85 South Show.
Like, hey, my dick is Hindu.
This shit is retarded. I did not know that he was this fucked up, man. I thought you were. I thought in the inside you were a good person, but now
nope.
I know you just a. You
all in all, piece
person,
of shit.
Man.
It's fine. I'm just trying to impress. What was it? Lexi?
Right.
Lexi.
By letting her know that you would smash
that
on
I'm
her
willing
period.
To have sex on your disgusting period.
Wow.
That's fine. I'm
wow.
not going to judge you. You know what I mean? You
this
should feel
is,
comfortable.
This is sick.
When
man.
Is your period coming up?
This is sick.
You're not on it now, right? Okay. But it's going to be within the next 4 weeks. That's true.
Eventually.
How many more weeks
hey,
do we
man.
Have? I'm just trying to figure out how many more weeks until we get, what, two more?
You'll be
I
in
can
Delaware.
Usually sense a girl's cycle.
We'll text you.
Two more.
Text them.
I'm right
them
about
know.
That shit. Two more weeks or I'm wrong?
Bro, just guess.
I'm 100%. I just guess her
day.
Period,
do
bro.
Why don't you just get a phone and look at the app and
I
see
got
exactly
what it is? You know what it is?
Coming.
It's because 2 weeks before the period happens.
Shout out to that lying ass
most
period
fertile.
App.
That's when the girls are their most fertile.
Now, that's a game you
that's
can play with your girl.
That's when they give out their
pheromones. Guess when the period going to show up.
Yeah,
that,
I don't
that
play
app
that game.
That app don't even, the period don't show up until you get the whole condom on.
No, I don't trust apps for any
wait,
of that shit.
Wait. Fuck. But Andrew, keep going.
That's
I have moved
I
past that phase of my life.
What, man. And leaving inside?
Nah, just that whole shit you were just talking about.
What, having sex with periods?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I think you should bond with your girlfriend.
Nah, I think that's a time where we get to know each other, like, on a spiritual level. On some other shit.
Yeah, where you guys just connect.
Yeah, we just connect.
No, that's
food.
Good. That's very mature of
watch
you.
Titanic and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. I like to get pussy, but that's cool.
I
you
mean,
guys should watch romantic comedies together.
I mean,
that's really cool.
Yeah, we do. I'll wait.
Me personally, I like to fuck, but yeah,
I mean,
that's,
I'll
that's
wait.
Cool. You
I'll
guys
wait.
Watch Friends and shit.
I'm the type of dude. One thing I learned about life is shit. You'll get another chance. I will last longer than your period, trust me. Call me when your pussy has restarted.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's I like what, that.
Yeah. See, now you're thinking about all the like mistakes that. You made.
Yes.
Oh, shit. This is the 85 South Show. And I just unplugged my fucking headphones.
Well, it's going to be okay. We can hear each other.
I can't hear you.
You can take the headphones off.
What'd you say?
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. Or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough. But these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Huh? Oh, there you go. I can hear you now. Oh, the new season of Wildin' Out just wrapped.
Oh, congratulations, man.
Thank you. Shout out to all my partners and all my Wildin' Out castmates. This season is going to be very, very, very motherfucking interesting. I'm telling you, they added a whole bunch of new shit. This is not your typical Wildin' Out.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
Oh, that means that we have some surprises coming for your ass.
Literally for your ass.
Literally. Just watch
see. I know the
new
surprises.
Season of Wildin' Out back on MTV. That's gonna be dope. Yes, sir. Clayton English has a comedy album coming out called All the Same, dropping May 26th.
Yeah.
You can pre-order that shit. You can pre-order it on the website.
Yeah, we'll put it up, but it's on iTunes.
You can pre-order it on iTunes. We'll post the link to that shit on the 85SouthShow.com. Hey, Charlamagne's new book is out and it's doing very well.
Killing it.
We went to the book release the other day, the book signing.
Capella.
Today, we are out. My man Charlamagne just dropped a book. So we had to pull up on the book signing, show mad love, drop some of these dope ass 85 South Show hats on. You know? Trying to keep it positive and shit.
I got drugs to sell.
What's happening, man?
You
got drugs for sale.
Thank you, sir.
Listen to the whole book.
So you killed it last night.
Literally, you pull up and it's a diner. And below it says my name like I'm one of the specials.
Jesus. I swear, you've been to the club, right?
I've saved my integrity.
I know you go to the club.
I've been before. Really? It used to be a club, now it's a place.
It's a diner. Yeah, yeah.
You said it used to be a club, now it's a place.
It's a place.
It's wild. They have a good grouper sandwich though.
Patricia.
They have a good ass grouper sandwich though. That's for real.
How was it for you?
It was great. I mean, it was cool seeing people. I mean, I listened to the book the
you
day
listened
before,
to it.
And it was great. I thought it was really great.
Did you like the chicken and waffles?
I didn't try it.
I fucked it up.
It was really good.
It was amazing. It was delicious.
But no, his book was great. I think it's a very delicate balance.
Black privilege comes to those who create it. That's what I'm doing with this shit right here. I'm creating the privilege to have the platform. Well, you could just come on here and say what the fuck you want to say.
What the fuck you want. But I've noticed it's very empowering people is delicate. And I think he did it very well.
Right.
Because oftentimes when I see black people go, hey, black people, get your shit together. They get cannibalized by the black community.
Yeah, because we don't play that shit.
Because you're like, why are you trying to tell me to do that? Don't tell me to, et cetera. And then I see people who use a device, which I think is very good. Like Minister Farrakhan, I think, uses a device, which is, I'm going to call all white people devils first. That will calm everybody down. And then I'll say, get your shit together.
Oh, that's what he does.
Well, I think if you call white people devils first, then you calm the sensitivity of, oh my God, this guy's just trying to tell us what to do. He's on the white people's side.
I
see it as a device because I believe in Farrakhan's message outside of the white devil shit. I think he's on point.
Why don't you believe the white people the devil shit?
I just don't believe white people the devil. I don't.
Who the devil there?
I don't think anybody.
Bruh, who the devil?
That depends where you are.
Who is the devil?
The devil's all over the place.
Oh, man. You take that shit personal because you a white person and they didn't let you
choice.
Be
the
I mean, you
I got a choice to be white.
But
so why the fuck I'm gonna believe I'm a devil?
You can't defend that shit. That'd be just like me trying to defend
people
some
are
other
devils,
shit.
Dog. People are devils.
I don't know.
People are devils. You've met some devils before and ain't white.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you probably met. I bet you met more non-white devils than you met
white
devils.
You crazy as fuck.
You telling me you haven't?
Nope.
You never meet white people in Atlanta. So where are you getting these white devils at? Only white people you meet pay you.
No, they don't.
How they gonna be devils?
That's how I know they the devil.
You know what I'm saying?
Money is the root of all evil.
I wish the devil cut me a check.
You see, that's how I know they the devil.
I wish the devil cut me a check.
No, you don't. You don't want that money.
Shit. All I'm saying is. All I'm saying is I think he does an incredible balance with the book, which is it's very inspirational. It's very empowering. And I think he does it in a way that won't make people sensitive to this idea of, oh, he's a sellout or, he's on the white
flat
people's
out
side.
Tell you, I'm a sellout. He don't give a fuck. I like that about Charlamagne.
If you can't buy in, you know, what is it? People aren't willing to buy in. You can't sell out, some shit like that.
Shit, I'm selling out everywhere.
Yeah, once people are willing to pay for it.
So one day they will.
So I dig it. I thought it was great. Really thought it was great.
I'm about to read the book, man. That's what I'm on. That's my next little mission. I just got home from Wildin' Out.
Mm-hmm.
Had to smoke a blunt and just lay on my couch for like 2-3 days. Now I can get back to, you know, being the magnificent motherfucker that I am.
Yeah.
You probably didn't even catch the 420 special. That shit has been getting crazy feedback. So shout out to everybody.
You guys did a 420 special?
Yes, we did. I'll send you the link if you want to fuck
absolutely.
With it. You know, this is for all the smokers. We really went into some deep biochemistry, astrophysics, just about, you know, shit that real motherfuckers go through.
Word.
The magnificence of being magnificent.
That's what's up.
Yeah, the wordplay. People believe shit if you say it twice.
Okay.
Like, I'm an extraordinary motherfucker. You
Word.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like the emphasis on the double wordplay makes people be like, that motherfucker know what he's talking about.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Some aspects of the game. We got 50,000 subscribers now.
Hey, that's amazing.
That's good. Especially for us, because we really was in the trap. Like, that shit really wasn't that long ago. We didn't know, you know, and then we found some stability over here.
Good.
At the back of this building.
This is on what?
Loaned to us by the white devil. See?
What is it?
He is giving us the platform to create
destruction. You love white people.
I
think you're just projecting an insecurity.
I do. Shout out to all the motherfucking white people for making this shit possible.
Well, not all white people.
Bro, if it weren't for white people, this shit wouldn't be possible. A white man owns YouTube. That's what we put this shit on. He fucking made this camera. All this shit is possible through the blood, sweat, and tears of white people.
There's devils. And there's good people.
Bro, the devil is the president right now.
Yeah, the president is definitely devilish, for
What'd he say? First 100 days? You ain't did shit in the first 100 days! No, he really hasn't, though.
No, he hasn't. I mean, he dropped some bombs and shit. But how you gonna have a bomb and not use it?
I don't know. I don't know why the fuck they keep making bombs and shit, but...
I'm just saying, if somebody said to me, like, yo, here's the mother of all
bombs. As soon as he started dropping them bombs, I was like,
I'm
man, let me get
shit.
The fuck out
I'm
of New York.
Something up. I'll blow up some fucking hills or mountain. He just blew up a mountain with some tunnels in it. But that's just to see what it looks... If you get a new car, you're going to see how fast it goes.
Bro, they just spent $400 million to kill 36 people. I know. They could have sent three niggas over there who could have did that for them. But, you know, whatever. Huh. I feel like America has killers and shit that we really not using. We could save some of this shit. Oh, I don't even know why they going so hard on this war on terrorism. Them motherfuckers don't even have no transportation to get over here. I'm not afraid of no fucking terrorists.
You don't have to be.
I'm not.
You don't have to be in Atlanta.
Fuck them.
Nobody's trying to blow up Atlanta.
As long as the goddamn gas stay cheap and I can go back and forth and do what the fuck I need to do, keep that bullshit.
Well, you know
there.
How that gas
I don't
stays
give a
cheap.
Fuck about
the
no
gas
Syria.
Stays cheap. Is if
What's
we the blow shit up over there?
Benghazi.
That's how the gas is cheap.
I don't give a fuck about the emails.
That's the problem. Is people want cheap gas, but they don't want to go blow up brown people.
I don't give a fuck.
You know what I mean? So you got to make a decision. You want $5 a gallon gas, then we're not going to go blow people up.
Man.
If you want $2 a gallon gas, then we got to drop the Moab.
You act like
you just
got to
make
you act like I'm looking at them people
if you
like,
want
$2 I give
a
fuck
a gallon
about the brown
gas,
people over
we got to give some countries freedom.
Nope.
That's how it works.
Freedom ain't free.
That's how it works. It ain't free.
That shit ain't
it
free.
It ain't free. It's $2
that
a gallon.
That ain't freedom.
That's what freedom is.
That's some other shit.
That's super unleaded.
$2
a gallon.
I don't understand how you going to just blow up some shit that's already blowed up. Nigga, it's blew up already. You seen Syria lately? The whole shit is blown up.
Oh, no. Syria is awful. But the problem with Syria is there's no side to support. That's what people don't realize about Syria.
Like, I don't realize
every
shit.
Side in Syria, the reason we haven't already gone in there, like, explicitly.
Why?
Is because there's
ain't
three,
shit over there.
Three, no, there's tons of shit over there.
They blowing
tons
it up.
Tons of
they
shit
keep
over.
Blowing it up.
It's because the shit they're blowing up is above the ground. All the shit that's worth money is below. So they blow the shit above the ground all the time. They kill all these people, these
that's
kids. That don't matter.
Doing.
The oil's good. Oil's right underneath. Shit. I guarantee they're not going to do shit underneath the ground.
Why would you, though?
Because that's where the money at. Follow the money, man.
Underground warfare? Never heard
no,
of that.
No, the oil's
shit.
Underground.
I know. That's what it's all about.
Syria.
Stop talking about this shit. They're going to get us kicked off the air.
Assad.
This the 85 South. Assad. Shout out to DJ Khaled and Assad. That's the only Assad we fuck with. You
but
trying
if,
to get us.
If you
don't come
know,
try to destroy our shit talking all this political
hey, real
shit.
If you want to know real quick why Syria is so fucked up, there's three
shout out to Coke. We don't fuck
in
with Pepsi.
Syria. Assad, which is the guy who did the chemical
that's
warfare
DJ Khaled,
against the
son.
Kids.
That's
right?
The only one we fuck
then
with.
You have al-Nusra, right, which is al-Qaeda, the same group that blew up the Twin Towers, right? And then you have one other group. ISIS. So those are your three choices on who to support in Syria to take over. There's nobody you
nobody.
Could. There's no winning. Get the fuck out of there.
I don't
you
support
can't support.
Nobody.
It's basically Bloods, Crips, and Gangster Disciples. Who are you going to give your weapons to so
hey,
they can
man.
Take over a neighborhood?
It ain't going to be none of them motherfuckers left in a couple weeks. It's
I mean,
be,
on this,
hey,
yeah.
Bro, by the time Donald Trump is through being president, it's going to be a motherfucking Walmart, a Trump Tower, and all that shit going over there.
Yeah, and you know what? Gas is going to be a dollar.
Gas going to be 33 cents.
The second gas goes under a dollar, people are like, listen, man, sometimes you got to blow some shit up.
But a sandwich is going to cost you $750.
Only if it's like a Syrian one.
Grocery price is going to be through the ass.
Only if it's some hummus. That hummus is going to be expensive as fuck. All the people know how to make a debt.
It's crazy, man. That's what's going on in the world, though. People getting beat up on the fucking airplane. The world is being blown up to shit. I'm scared to fly. I'm black still.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that they're leaving us the fuck alone for a little bit.
Does it feel nice to not be the bad guy?
We were never the bad guy. They just accused us of some shit. Like that.
Does it feel nice
like,
to not be the accused bad guy?
This is what it
whatever.
Is. It's just like... It don't matter what's been going on. It's all like politics been fucked up, but they always use black people as a distraction. They're like, man, this shit is fucked up in the White House. Yeah, but them niggas over there is selling crack to their own people. Do you see this?
Yeah.
It was just a distraction. We weren't really doing shit this whole time. Scapegoats. Shout out to all my niggas who still in prison for shit that
so
they really
do. So does it feel
do.
Good to not be the scapegoat?
Nah, that shit is it's the same, really.
Really?
I mean, it's like... We still got the same shit.
Huh.
We still got the alt-right goddamn trying to cut us at Walmart and cussing us out at Target and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You don't catch those videos, but I'm deep in the YouTube
community. Oh, word?
Every day it's some white trash bitch telling some black cashier that she don't deserve her job and black people stealing all the jobs and shit.
The black people are stealing
bro, you
the
know
jobs.
Who really fucking this country
who's
up?
Who's that?
Poor white trash.
Yeah.
Like when you was talking, like we fuck with white people, but we don't fuck with poor white trash. We don't.
Yeah, I'm I don't think
the Confederate flag waivers. Just know if you support the Confederate flag in any shape, form, or fashion, you don't have no black friends. Stop telling people that. Yeah, don't nobody fuck with you.
You know that white people don't fuck with those people either, right?
That's exactly what I learned too.
We fought like a whole war about it, and like a million white people died. It was
a
crazy.
Million?
Yeah.
One thing about white people,
it was crazy.
One thing about white people,
know,
they will go
crazy,
fight for some
bro.
Shit they believe in.
Oh, we fight for other people's rights.
White people will go to fight. They fight for the rights.
We got
of
all
animals.
The rights, and we're bored, so we got to make sure y'all got rights. Oh,
y'all
want to turn your penis into a pussy?
Y'all
Man,
don't
want to
give us the
march.
Rights, though. They give everybody some rights.
White people
niggas.
Been fighting for your rights.
Get the fuck out of here.
Come on,
who they fighting? Who white people fighting for our
who
rights?
Who you think voted?
Other white people that's keeping the motherfuckers from us.
Who do you think voted so you could vote?
Shut your
it wasn't
ass
you.
Up. You know how many black people died for motherfuckers to vote? It wasn't like white people said, okay, let them vote.
Yes,
fuck.
Sir, literally, that's how it was.
Yeah,
literally
after everybody was dead. Fuck you, Andrew.
Yeah, a million white people died. Yeah,
nah,
you're right.
What about the black people that died and got hit with rocks and
Bro,
bit
man.
By dogs
Come
and
on,
shit.
Every time a white president tries to help black people, they
man,
shoot them in the head.
Stay the fuck over there. We don't need y'all help.
Lincoln,
we straight. We've
Kennedy.
Been telling y'all that for the fucking
second
longest.
White people try to help black people, they shoot that motherfucker in the back of their
exactly.
head.
Exactly. Yeah. We got this.
So don't say white people haven't been
so
trying.
Don't try to
you
stay your
shot in the back
that's
of the
what
head.
I'm saying. Don't come over here trying to help us.
What if somebody said to you,
fuck that. We good. All that goddamn walking Martin Luther King died. You want to talk about JFK? Fuck JFK.
Hey, what if
the walking
you,
was done by the
Carlos,
time they shot that motherfucker?
What if
motherfucker?
They go, hey, man, Carlos, I know you want to help trans
Fuck
people,
Abraham Lincoln. This nigga was at the movies. It was niggas at work. He should have been helping then. Fuck all of them the million white people that died. Nigga, my grandma couldn't vote. Fuck you talking about. Fuck all of them. This nigga at the movies. It's slaving. This nigga at the movies. Talking about you help. You ain't helped shit. The Civil War. Y'all was mad about some other shit. You weren't because of us, nigga.
That
y'all
is.
Was, they wanted to fight over the cotton prices. These niggas was fighting to keep the cotton. Y'all, I know what the war
no,
was
no,
about.
That's not accurate.
Yes,
but
the fuck it was.
No, that's
look
accurate.
It up.
But you're not wrong.
They didn't
of.
Have the Civil War because they gave a fuck about no black people now. You're
that's
not going to sit
of,
here and rewrite history.
That's
no, the fuck
accurate.
Is not.
It's,
no,
they fought
the
it over states' rights.
Not.
It was fought
Watch
over states'
glory.
Rights.
Watch glory.
It was fought over states' rights.
Them motherfuckers whooped Denzel Washington. That is the most accurate
sure.
portrayal I've ever seen
For
of
sure.
glory.
Yeah.
Nope.
But you got to understand how
the only,
dope Abraham Lincoln was, man. For
fuck
the time,
Abraham Lincoln.
For the time.
Fuck Abraham Lincoln.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
why
you're
he
not,
got
you're
shot.
You're not willing to die for trans
he a
people.
Pussy.
You're not willing to die for trans people.
I'm not.
Exactly.
Uh-uh.
So you're not as good as Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham
you ain't
Lincoln.
Shit.
Abraham
you're here
Lincoln.
Doing podcasts
you act like
on these
Abraham
trans
Lincoln,
people getting killed.
You act like Abraham Lincoln stood up in the movie theater like Tupac. If motherfuckers don't fuck with niggas, then you can holler at me. That ain't what he was in there doing.
The fuck yeah, he did.
No,
that's literally
he did.
What he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. And
so
he got
was,
shot for it.
So he at the Lincoln Theater saying, okay, motherfucker.
Abraham Lincoln had a black dude
out.
In the White House.
No, he didn't. He
yeah,
was cleaning
Frederick
up.
Douglass.
Frederick
they had a conversation.
He wasn't living there. He just came through.
I didn't say he invited him to live with him.
That don't get no credit, bro.
You can't just invite people to live with
you. You don't get no credit for that shit.
That's how you get credit from black people.
See,
well, he didn't have no black people
white
stay
people
over.
Always want to use
he
this.
He invite them for a sleepover.
Right.
If you really like black people, you would have had a sleepover with
y'all
them motherfuckers. That's
use
how you
that.
Know.
Oh, I had
he wasn't
white
invited
people
Thomas Jefferson for a fucking sleepover. He wasn't invited Calhoun.
Thomas Jefferson fucked about 200 black bitches and
he liked that black pussy, bro.
And he still didn't help them hoes. Fuck Thomas Jefferson.
Hell yeah, he did. He helped them hoes have some half-white
no, he
babies.
Didn't. Fuck Thomas Jefferson and all the rest of them. Y'all always love to use that. Well, we had two black people over our house. That don't get you no
when
fucking points.
When do we use that?
You just use that shit. He had Frederick Douglass over there.
I'm just saying.
Frederick Douglass was at work when
gotta
he was over there.
You got to judge shit contextually. Why we just, you know
that's
what?
That's the truth. The nigga was at work.
That's true. You know what we should do? We should judge Jesus contextually.
Oh,
without
don't even get me
too.
Started on Jesus.
No, we should.
Jesus was, look how white people did Jesus. That nigga was walking around here pulling all type of blessings.
What kind
that
of white
nigga
people?
Wasn't even good
what
enough.
Kind of white people did Jesus?
Oh, hell no.
Listen, I don't know who killed Jesus.
Yeah, you do.
First of all, he ain't die, so they ain't kill him.
First of all, Jesus would be back. Uh-uh. If they wouldn't have killed him, Jesus would have still been right here getting his hair braided, fucking with us.
Nah.
He wouldn't have been fucking with y'all. I bet you he wouldn't. After the 1800s, he'd be like, bro, hell no. I feel you, man. I ain't even fucking with them, bro. They don't get no more blessings from me.
Why?
If Jesus knew what was going on right now, he would not be fucking
shit, it was
with
worse
bro.
In Jesus' time. They had slaves in Jesus' time. They were totally cool with it back then.
But they didn't have no
you
money.
You got to read
they
all the New Internet. Testament, bro. It's gotten a lot better since then.
I read all of them. That's how I came to these conclusions. Oh, word?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So we shit has gotten way better, huh?
We going to rap on some other shit. It ain't as good as you think it is.
Wait, what?
It's not. Shit
what
is
do you
fucked
mean?
Up.
What, right now?
Right now.
I'm saying it used to be way more fucked up. 5,000 mm-hmm. years ago? Shit. Uh-uh. You couldn't even fuck white girls.
Shit.
You couldn't even fuck girls that had baby mamas.
Bruh, 5,000 years ago, black women were so fine, we wasn't even looking for them sick-ass cave bitches. We was at home eating fruit, fucking with the monkeys, living on the island, chilling, bro, building boats, doing science,
yeah,
algebra and shit, going yeah. to the moon. You don't know your history. 5,000 years ago, all the average niggas was kings with gold everywhere. Had yeah. land, camels, yeah. all type of elephants.
Yeah, yeah.
It was beautiful. Yeah. Niggas had long hair, braids.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody
yeah,
had
yeah.
some land, some
eaters. And then what happened?
Shit, white people showed up yeah, with yeah, liquor yeah. and weed, coughing on motherfuckers. The shit was so bad. They were like, man, just take them with you. Shit. Oh, shit. Y'all want to fight after you done got everybody sick? Oh, this shit is unfair. Now they done stole the land.
That's a genius idea, though. Get everybody sick, then fight.
Then
huh?
fight, yeah.
Man, we're undefeated.
Fucking white people.
Can't stop us, bro. It's for real talk. Can't stop us, bro. It's some shit. That's why we have a meeting first, cough on you real quick, and then keep it moving. Shit. There we go.
Give me some hand sanitizer because if I get that shit, he got. I'm just saying.
Say what? What happened? Oh, Aaron. Oh. You know why he killed himself?
Why?
You heard? He was gay. This is the whole shit that's coming out right now.
So he was what?
Aaron Hernandez apparently killed all right, so he killed that guy, Odin Lloyd, the reason he's in jail right now.
Wow.
Odin Lloyd was engaged to Aaron Hernandez's sister-in-law. So Aaron Hernandez's wife's sister. And apparently Odin Lloyd heard that Aaron was sweet, and he was, and that sweet, I don't know, you guys use that term? Gay, whatever. So... You never use that?
I didn't know that this shit. I'm not. The story is shocking as fuck. So the dude found out that.
So yeah. So Aaron Hernandez had to clip him because apparently he had a boyfriend in jail and shit.
Wow.
That's why we need to be more accepting of these gays so they don't go killing everybody, man.
Wow. I'm not. Wow.
Think about it, bro.
Wow. I mean,
you
got to
fight for their rights. Come on, bro. Be Abraham Lincoln about it.
I can't, man. I'm a black man. I'm still fighting for my own rights. So until they give me my shit, it's fuck everybody else.
What do you want? What is the right you want?
I ain't, man. Mm-mm. We not even. That's two more hours to talk about. You know
that's
what?
My,
you know
that's
what,
my favorite shit.
You know
I'm
what?
I'm fighting for my rights. What rights? I don't know. You, I just like saying
I
that.
I know the fuck I'm not.
I just like saying those things.
I'm not just saying that shit. You know what's fucked up.
You're not
you
fighting for rights.
America.
You're fighting for treatment.
Nope.
It's different.
Mm-mm. It's the same shit.
No.
She lying.
Come on, Drake is too nice for that shit. Drake
yeah.
not getting any of these
He's
girls
He's a great
pregnant,
guy, man.
That's real. Melo did. That's the thing about girls, what you got to realize is like, girls, I'm realizing now,
what?
If you make enough money, you could cheat on them. Just don't disrespect them publicly. Like, Lala been getting cheated on for fucking years, never had a problem with it. The second you knock a girl up, now she got to go back to her friends and look embarrassed and look stupid.
Well,
just don't disrespect them publicly.
Well, I think Melo is an athlete, and he's really showing his age right now. He's really showing his age. He used to be athletic enough to pull out.
Yeah, now he got... Bro,
now he can't.
You get old, man. Bro, your
get
hips
old,
get on you, dude. It's
wrists,
hard.
Your wrists, all
oh,
those free throws, all that
nothing.
Practice.
You got shoulder problems, can't
fuck
lift
it,
a girl
fuck
off.
It. I'm a millionaire.
Fuck
I'm a
it,
millionaire.
Man. Dude, imagine.
How much could a baby cost me, huh?
The most expensive nut.
30
in his
grand?
Life.
Come on, get out of here.
But you should
ruin
be able
my
to...
family for this.
Yeah.
For this. After all I've done for you, I play for the fucking Knicks.
Wow.
That's crazy, man. It's a lot of shit going on in the world. Everybody getting cheated on. T.I. and Tiny broke up. Damn, man.
T.I. and Tiny did break up.
They broke up for real.
It is a weird... I think it's weird that he's dating that guy.
What the fuck is with you?
Bernice, it's weird.
That's
I don't
not
know.
She is fucking amazing.
Is place. She that
yeah.
good?
Yeah, she is.
I don't find her that good.
I would hate to hear who you do there.
You know, I like Lexi. Lex is a very attractive Colombian black chick, you know? Colombian black, you said? Colombian black, there you go. Who was black, your mommy or dad? Your dad's black, mom's wow. Colombian.
He All did right, a whole, we know more about Lexi.
He did a whole thing
than
on
we've
her.
Ever known. I didn't even know most of this shit.
That's what's up. So Lexi, said, are you cool if a guy cheats on you if he's a max contract player?
She gonna say no because she got
no.
integrity and shit.
You
and
said, I don't think so. But if a guy makes less than you, he has to be faithful.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's just the way it works.
But how much more than you does he have to earn to cheat? Yeah. I feel like you should earn the right to cheat. That's my point.
How much does it? Hold up. Let me ask you this. Yeah. How much does cheating cost then?
Cheating doesn't cost anything.
I'm just, you setting up this math question. I want.
No, for me, it doesn't cost anything. You earn the right to cheat.
Say you're a max contract player, like you're saying. You get a bitch pregnant, hypothetically.
Well, no, you can't get a girl pregnant. That's not part of the rules. You're only allowed to cheat.
Well, that's the
Once
setup.
Once you get a girl pregnant, it's a wrap.
Okay.
That's the thing. Unless you're older than the guy. Like, Gabrielle Union took Dwayne way back, but she's 40.
So you have to retire at some point?
Well, yeah, you're 40. What? It's not like you can get pregnant. Wow. And if you do get pregnant, the kid's going to be retarded. So,
man, shut the fuck up.
That's some
man.
True shit, bro. Your ovaries get cooked. You have retarded kids or autistic kids.
I did not say that.
This is facts.
PETA is watching this shit.
I can't believe you're this offended. You just said Abraham Lincoln is the worst guy in the world.
Fuck Abraham Lincoln. You made Abraham Lincoln sound like he was a rebel for black people.
Point is, you can't, if you're a woman,
Abraham
Lincoln
was a vampire slayer.
You know that, right? If you have kids at 40, they could come out fucked up like Sling Blade and shit.
Shut up, man.
That's the truth.
Old women have kids all the time.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
I'm telling you, man, you could be fucked up if you have old-ass kids.
Okay.
If the woman is old. If we can be old as fuck. It doesn't matter. Our sperm never gets old.
Shit. Okay.
Julio Iglesias had kid at like 80 years old.
He's fucking 80 years old?
His dad. You're thinking about Enrique.
Okay, well, fuck it, man.
I know a lot about the Iglesias.
This podcast is for people who got old-ass parents. If you have some old-ass parents, leave us a comment so we can see if what Andrew is saying is true. How old are your parents?
My mom was, when she had my brother, she was 40. My dad was 45. And then when she had me, she was 35.
Oh, well, is your brother fucked up?
Hell yeah, he's fucked up.
So you have proof of what you
said. He's in the psych ward right now.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, don't have these old ass.
Not the one that ate all that fucking spaghetti.
Yeah.
He went to the psych ward?
Yeah, he went to the psych ward.
Just from that time we saw him?
Since then, yeah.
Bro, we're going to have to go back and watch that shit because I told you your brother was kind of fucked up then.
We knew it though.
He had the Sling Blade boots.
Yeah. We knew it for a while. Yeah, it's really sad.
Why the fuck did you have me around him? What if he would have snapped out and like, I don't like black people trying to kill us?
Well,
and shit?
He doesn't fuck up black people, but he was fucking up random people. He was just fighting random people. My brother's big, too. He's 6'6". He was just knocking people out.
Man.
He beat up my cousin. Beat up some random guy on the street.
He just snapped and just started beating people up.
He got locked up for fighting somebody. So we eventually had to put him there. I don't know.
Shout out to Andrew's brother, man.
But yeah, he's just going
through
something
difficult. The one that was doing the camera shit?
Yeah. Damn. Everybody knows Greg.
Yeah.
So he went through a rough time, but now hopefully he'll be
When did this shit happen?
Last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I'm just glad that shit ain't happened while we was over there.
Oh, man, it's tough. I went to go visit him, bro. People are crazy in there, man. Damn.
He on medicine and shit? Like, he
now,
been crazy?
Finally, he's on medicine, but he wasn't before. I mean, he was trying really hard to deal with it. You know, the brain is a very difficult thing.
I didn't know if you was bullshitting or not.
I'm being dead serious.
I know now, but shit.
Yeah. Sorry to bring it down, guys.
No, that shit ain't going to bring us down. See, we'll just talk about some other shit. Lil Wayne signed to Roc Nation. That's crazy, ain't it?
I think it's done for Wayne.
Nah, you crazy.
I think Wayne had a good run, and he's got
you think
great
he should
hits.
Just let the shit go.
Yeah, I think you gotta. I think
he can't
though
because he don't have his money right yet.
I think he made a. I think he made a poor decision, which was
to fuck with Birdman.
No, not to fuck with Birdman. I think he made a poor decision, which was to maintain his youth. Like Rick Ross will never be old because he's always been old.
Wow.
He'll never be washed because he's always been a businessman. And Jay transferred to like kind of young and cool to I'm a boss very easily. But Wayne started skateboarding. Like the second he stopped being young, he latched on to youth.
Mm.
And eventually you just look old. You look washed.
Mm.
So Wayne either has to grow up and be a grown up, which I don't think is possible because of his look in general.
Wow.
And I think it's going to be rough for him to make that transition. Jay is brilliant, and Ross is fucking. Ross can make music literally till he's 70 years old because he's never been young.
Yeah, that's dope. Shout out to Rick Ross. Did you see his pictures that he posted on Snapchat?
No, what he posted.
He was old as fucking high school. He was 18. It looked like
yeah, he's like
37. I was like, this nigga is big
for
as
real,
fuck.
Dude. He's like the middle aged Morgan Freeman. Like, you know how Morgan's always been 200? Yeah, so that's Ross has
Rick
been
Ross
like that
Rick Ross is one
for
of the coolest motherfuckers of our generation, man.
Yeah, I met him once on
Charlamagne's
show.
I can't even see them
shits.
You got to make them bigger.
He's a good guy.
Got to tell you who the podcast for. Yeah, this podcast is for niggas who drink Capri Suns, but will beat the shit out of a nigga that got something smart to say about it. That's exactly who the podcast is for. people who roll roach blunts into real blunts into a payday hit.
Oh, this is good. That's real.
This
is four.
All the people with roaches, so they run in the house and cut the lights on before the company come in. Yup, that's exactly. Let me see. Seeing is believing. These hoes out here cheating. Chico being low key. Hook God. Oh yeah, niggas who went to see niggas who seen Fast and Furious at the crib.
Yeah.
Bootlegs is still in effect. You watch bootleg movies?
Yeah.
What's the last shit you saw on bootleg?
The last shit I saw on bootleg. Well, the last one I bought on bootleg actually didn't even work.
Damn.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Bro, I had the X-Men on bootleg.
Which one?
Whichever one was.
Not Logan.
Logan was
the shit, though. You see Logan?
It was like two X-Men before that, where he was hanging off the cliff, and you could see the strings and the green screen and shit. I was like, how did this motherfucker get the movie that wasn't finished? This is too old. Let me see. Too new. This podcast is for niggas that buy street tamales.
That's good.
Exactly. Yeah, niggas who buy a dub just to watch it on the podcast. That's dope. See, that's the type
These
of people that we read, man.
These are good. This podcast is for.
Yep, that's the hashtag.
All right.
This
I'm
podcast is for. This is the 85 South Show. I'm your man, Carlos Miller. That's my homeboy. What's your name?
Jake.
From
Jake,
State Farm.
Jake from State Farm.
What you got coming up, man? You one of the busiest motherfuckers I know.
Man, I want to be. I want to be busy. I get depressed when I'm not. I did a show. I shot a show out there in L.A.
What's it called?
Winter. It's called There's Johnny. It takes place in the 70s. Great time for white people. Not much for anybody else. And it's when
that's the type of honesty that I fuck with. You've been denying that shit right there this whole time.
It's when Johnny Carson took the Tonight Show to L.A.
Yeah.
And it was a wild time.
What's the name of your other show? The
Which
other
one?
TV show?
Oh, Benders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did this hockey show. That got canceled after one season.
It's not on Netflix?
It's on Netflix now. You can watch it on Netflix. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
So I did that. And then obviously the podcast. But I'm excited about this show, man. It takes place in the 70s.
Well, check this out, man. Yeah. You thought the shit was over, but this is really just like the halfway point. I told you I was going to get you some kicks. Didn't I tell you I was going to get you some kicks, man?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you, man. Oh, this is great. I'm very excited.
Man, bring the kicks. We're going to do this shit right here. We bring
it
right
live.
Here online.
Let's do it live. I'm a 12, yeah.
We got kicks in the building.
How you doing, man? Andrew.
What's up, man?
Chilling, bro. Okay.
Global Soul in the building right now. Shout out to the twins.
Oh, that's my 12. Okay. Oh, shit. There we go.
Yep. I don't even have to look at my shit. I know what mine is.
What's up, brother? How you doing,
put
man?
Put mine away. You don't need to know what mines are. Just know. Well, you can see what Andrew's
are.
Are
we unveiling? When do we do it? Are we undoing an unboxing?
Unbox the shit right now.
I go for it?
Zoom in.
Okay.
I'm chilling. This all you.
Say what? Lexi, what's your favorite color? Yeah.
Yellow?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying, how do you feel about blue? How do you feel about royal blue? You like that at all? Okay. Okay. All right. Lexi, when you see a guy wearing these sneakers, what happens to you inside? Anything?
No.
Nothing at all. It's a nice shoe, but you don't, there's no like butterflies or anything like that. No underwear changing. All right. Fair enough. I think
if you need a sneaker plug, holla at Global Soul.
Global Soul. What's the hashtag? Or what's the Instagram? Global Soul.
Global
Twitter,
Soul.
Global Soul. Oh,
that's at great. Global.
How do we make sure they're real? Oh, they smell real.
There you go.
Good.
You gotta smell them.
This is good, man. No,
you gotta do the smell test, Andrew.
Smell, dude. It smelled like Asians made them. That's how, that's how you know they're good, bro. Oh, this is good. Oh, this is. They're warm too. Do you heat them up before you deliver them? Because that's a warm sneaker. Feel that warmth on that right there.
Ooh, the
it's like
heat.
They just finished sewing that shit. This
the
is beautiful.
Heat.
Oh my God, Global Soul got the
Global
connects, man.
Soul.
That's what's up. Oh man.
And if you want to make, you want to get you a
Jordan
new
right.
85 South Show hat, hit the motherfucking website.
Oh,
shout out
to
since 1982.
You guys do the clothing?
No.
No? Oh, shit.
They do the kicks. That's why we always got fresh kicks.
How do you guys get the connect for this? What happened?
We can't discuss that shit on air right now.
Is there a guy walking around
Andrew,
in his socks right
Andrew,
now? Is that what's happening?
We know a guy.
Do we have a guy walking around? Is this why they're hot? Because he was running from you?
Yes.
Is that the problem here?
We don't have a sneaker plug. We have a box plug.
You can hear the screams.
We don't have a sneaker plug. We just got the boxes and we take them from people.
I respect that. This is so dope. I got to put this on my shit, too.
Put that shit on your shit, man. Absolutely. At Global Soul. This is the 85 South Show. Well, you know, we're giving back to the community. We're going to do a shoe drive for all the homeless people in the city. Get some Air Maxes so they can move around the city comfortably.
85 South Show and Global Soul right here, man.
Yes, indeed.
This is crazy. When you come on Brilliant Idiots, all you getting is a bottle of water. That's it. Don't think that you're getting sneakers or nothing.
You're not getting no sneakers, man. That's what we do. We're stepping it up over here at the 85 South Show. I hope you know we've been talking to some people who know some people who best friends with some people about getting our shit on a bigger platform. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
Oh, yeah, we got that, man.
Hell yeah.
Global Soul 1 or Global Soul 2?
Both.
All right, I'm going to do
Don't one. You see that that's 1 and 2?
No. I don't know if they got a fake one, man. They could
nah,
have a
man.
Fake one.
They are 1 and 2.
I mean,
oh. They are the twins. You didn't notice that's the same motherfucker twice?
I didn't put it together, bro.
You thought they were just friends?
You know when you, bro, you know when you're white, you're not allowed to say black people look alike? That's racist.
But they twins. I mean,
exactly the same motherfuckers.
Twins.
Like, nah, I'm not gonna say it. I ain't gonna say it, bro.
Bro, they got the same mother, same
bed. That's not allowed.
Bro, they came from the same embryo. I think that's fine.
Wait a minute, you guys are identical twins, huh? That's what's up. You guys ever share pussy?
Shut the fuck up. That would defeat the purpose of not of being twins.
You can't discuss that. Ain't the heavies, they share some
bro,
pussy.
Bro, if you got a
twin. It ain't cheating if it's the same dick.
But look.
If you was a twin, what would you do?
Hell yeah, I share
bro,
with
check
my-
this out.
Can I share with my brother. We're not even twins.
Can you imagine
about,
being a twin?
We
got to
keep it in the family, bro.
Can you imagine being a twin? She like your brother, but she don't fuck with you. You like, bitch, we're the same,
hey,
motherfucker.
I know, that's the word. How shitty is your
I
personality,
I used to talk to
bro?
Your brother. Yeah, bitch, you basically
golly.
Used to talk to me.
Exactly. Stop looking at him like that. Why? He looks just like you.
Bro, what you doing tonight? Nigga, I'm taking our girl out. What the fuck? You bro, think she just like you? Use a selfish nigga.
Me and my boy used to do that. Man, wait, have you guys measured your dicks?
What the fuck, man? What?
No,
man,
this
what
is real,
type
man.
Of shit is this?
This is real. No, this is real because
bro,
I got,
you can't be asking
twin,
shit like that on the 85 South Show.
I got twin
show,
brother.
Man.
I got
know,
twin
he
cousins.
White, yo. He
I
white.
Got. Hey, this is the type of show where you ask if twins got the same size dick. This is the type of show.
That's
this
not
is
this
show,
type of show.
This is the podcast for
this
twins with different
is,
size dicks.
This
that's what podcast is.
It's not for
you got
that.
Identical
that's
twins.
Not what it's for.
One of you guys got bigger dick or nah?
This is the weirdest
for real.
Shit.
Hey, man. This for because I got cousins. They're not identical twins, but they are twins. And one got a big dick and one got a little dick, bro. You know how fucked up that shit is, bro? You know how fucked up
bro,
that
this
shit
podcast
is
that's for niggas who know
thing,
that you are only that's responsible for one dick in your life. It don't matter about nobody else.
Nah,
this
but
is fucking
when you're a
weird.
Twin and your brother got the big dick, he sucked up all the dick nutrients out of the belly.
That's
you
fucked up.
You just in
bro.
There with this little ass dick starving in the fucking womb? Come on, bro. That's disrespectful if you ask me.
Hey, man, this is fucked up. White dudes are weird, bro.
We are weird, man.
Y'all, some, y'all love dicks,
weirdness.
Too, man.
Say what?
Y'all always trying to see somebody dick on the low.
We
bro,
just want to know, bro.
Bro, we're
we
fucked up. Let's
know,
pull our
bro.
Dicks out. No.
Yeah.
No,
you don't know
bro.
What it's like. You're told every single day you got a huge dick just because no. You're black. White people, we don't have that.
You,
so we
you,
gotta look to see.
So this is
all right.
You need confirmation.
Compare. We need confirmation constantly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Just peeing at a urinal. You look next to the guy. Okay. All right.
That's why
that
I don't use urine. It's yeah. Weird motherfuckers like you over there dick watching.
Yeah.
Hey man. Hey man. Hey man. Not on no weird shit, but I really respect your dick.
Hey man,
up,
for real.
Bro.
Hey
that's
man.
Fucked up, man. That's why you get. That's why white dudes be getting
for
beat
real,
up in
dude.
The bathroom and shit.
No, you sometimes you gotta compliment.
No,
yo,
you don't.
Who did your circumcision, Dr. Miami?
No,
your shit
stupid.
Is on point, bro.
You're stupid.
You got
man.
A really good
we're about
circumcision,
to kick you the
bro.
Fuck. Hey man, take your shoes back. Hey twins, take your shoes back, man. Fuck this nigga, man. Take your shoes back, man. Take your shoes back, man. We try to show you love, and this what you do? This is fucked up, dog. You never bro. Know who you around. Turn the camera off. This shit is weird. This is the 85 South Show, man. This is for people who have strange white friends that you work with and you have to deal with them. Fucking weirdos. Fucking weirdos, man. I did not know that you were this weird, Andrew Schultz. I appreciate you coming through the hood, man. Fucking with the 85 South Show. We're going to make this brick wall legendary, bro. That's our whole goal.
Yo, man, thank you guys, bro. I appreciate this, these sneakers and all this talk about penises and shit.
No,
man.
Don't try to act like we brought that shit up.
Nah, you guys did bring
you,
up all
you
the
brought
dicks.
That shit up.
Well, you
man.
Were texting me earlier like, yo, midway through, can you start talking about all that dick shit? Because I like how white people you be talking about, but I feel uncomfortable to talk about dicks like
man.
That. So if
anybody
you could bring
who's
it up,
ever watched
great.
This show know that ain't no money.
No, you know that is true, man.
Fuck out of
remember
here.
Remember, you were like, yo,
hey, take
please.
His shoes, take his motherfucking shoes. He's not
bro,
about to talk
mine, bro.
He's
you
not
can't
about
bring
to talk to me
hot Jordans to me. These Jordans are at least 67 degrees, man. It's beautiful.
Here he go.
It's a warmed up Jordan, bro.
That's fucking
this
crazy.
Beautiful
man.
Right here, dude.
Hey, man, anytime you come to Atlanta, you know you're more than welcome to come here.
Well, shit, man. I'm going to come back if we
you
got
drink Red Bull
every time. I don't drink Red Bull, though.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Well,
I don't drink Red Bull.
Either way.
And I don't kiss girls after I come on them.
Well, that's your business.
You do.
Well, you set it up. I don't like the questions that you ask me either.
All right. Well, that's fair.
You ask me a lot of fucking weird questions.
Okay. Can
me.
I ask you? Can
no,
I ask
Tom
you another
Brady.
Weird
no.
question?
Mm-mm.
Can what? I ask you another weird
question? Go
ahead. Question? All right. This is just a normal thing. Okay. Do you find it weird?
Yes.
Okay, would you find it weird? Would you sleep with a second cousin?
Let me see. What she look like?
Lies.
Nope.
Never?
Nope.
What if you found out that who's the most beautiful girl in the world to you?
I don't know. I ain't met her yet.
Who is the second most beautiful?
I know her.
Who is she?
Probably. I ain't gonna tell you.
What if you found out a girl you slept with was your second cousin?
Too late.
And you chalk it up to
the
game.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Third cousin.
What you mean? Like now, this is a cousin, like, that's just, you just found out that's a cousin.
Your just found out it's a cousin? Yeah.
Oh.
No. You sleep with her.
I don't know.
You're not sure.
If you just, because you keep switching the shit, like, you
well, I'm
first,
trying to find
first
out.
First, we already fucked. Now it's like, oh, so you
I
know
just,
it.
I
want to
see.
The third cousin, you know. Like, I'm just going to fuck
know.
The second cousin and become a habitual cousin fucker.
Yeah.
Bro, you are fucking strange.
I just
want
to know where you are with it. Like, how
bro,
willing to fuck your family you are.
Man, that I'm not trying to fuck none of
you're
the
family. One that told me black people got all these cousins and shit. Well, how you gonna have all these cousins?
That's what you've
them?
Been thinking about this whole time?
Yeah.
Do we fuck our cousins?
Not you all, you.
No, I don't.
I know these are sensible individuals
I
in this
don't
room.
Fuck my cousins.
Okay?
See,
you out here pondering whether you're gonna fuck your family
see,
or not.
See, that's white people shit. Y'all be fucking y'all cousins and shit. Put it on the website.
Yes.
Y'all are weird.
Why you think our immune system's so good? We keep that shit in
but
the family.
But it's not, though, man. Y'all motherfuckers can't even stand outside for 10 minutes without getting
canceled. Are you out of your mind? White people are in 20 degrees in fucking cargo shorts.
That is a mutation. That's not normal. That's not nothing to brag about.
I never said we're normal.
That's not something to brag about.
I never
about.
Said we're normal at all, but you can't deny
that's
that the
from,
cold
that,
does not
yeah,
fuck with
that,
us.
Yeah, that's one strength that y'all do have. Y'all yeah. immune system is so weak, it allows you to stand in frigid temperatures
no, it's so strong.
For extended periods of time.
Strong immune system.
That's because y'all are originally cave and mountain people
yes.
anyway. It's frigid temperatures. What are we
yeah.
going to get into all this?
Bro, I'm telling
scientifics
you, we don't care
today.
About diseases. We knock them shits right the fuck out.
I know it. I know it. You'll just bomb some brown people and steal their medicine like y'all been doing.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Come on, bro. We don't play around.
Shout out to Global Souls.
How many white how many white dudes you know died from sickle cell?
One.
Who?
The one who gave it to all the black people. Oh. Oh. Motherfucker.
Oh, brilliant.
You're right.
Brilliant. So good. So good.
What time your show tonight?
What time my shit? 7?
That's what it is, man. We're about to get you up out of here, man.
Appreciate but it, man.
If you don't already follow Andrew Schultz, tell him your shit, my nigga.
Snow oh, yeah. Coon. Andrew Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-Z.
Snow Coon.
Yeah, the Snow Coon Schultz. S-C-H-U-L-Z. And also on Twitter, Instagram, all that
bro,
kind of
we
stuff.
Bro, we're going to post. We'll just put it up because they're not going to be able to spell it. That shit.
And, yeah, if you listen to this show, if you want to listen to the Brilliant Idiots podcast, that would be great. I would really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
What day y'all drop y'all show on?
Thursdays.
Yeah, we drop on Fridays. We let y'all shit simmer down.
Man, I appreciate that.
Come
man.
Right behind and ride the wave.
I know you come with the heat, man.
No, we don't. We really just like, you know, we didn't even know people were going to like this shit at first.
Bro, you know how I feel, man. I don't have to say it on the show, but I'm a fan, bro.
I appreciate
it. I'm a fan.
I think and when we are in return, we are fans. Respect, everybody in this room fuck with y'all.
Respect, man.
That's like 11 people.
I take it. I'll really take that, man.
But all our friends fuck with it too, man.
That's good.
So we're gonna jump off this bitch and go look at all these nice goodies that the Global Soul crew has brought for us over here. So.
Absolutely, man.
Thank you for watching the 85 South Show. We will see you guys later.
85.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.